I'd like to read that last line again. The birds, though, give themselves as gifts. What could it possibly mean to give ourselves as gifts? That quote from the Overstory has stuck with me since I first read it. There is so much in that line. The other animals were hiding from the people, but the birds gave themselves freely. They showed up, let others see them openly, and just were what they were. For me, in my life, it's a call to show up, to let others see me without deception or evasion, and to give that self freely by being exactly what I am, which in today's context includes being a proud member of the LGBTQ+ community. I wasn't always proud. For a large chunk of my life, I was more like the Wolverines. I stayed hidden in several ways. Because I grew up in the 1950s and 1960s, I did my best to cover up my orientation. In that climate of suppression, so much different from today, I made a lot of mistakes and life choices that turned out to be wrong for me. Sometimes, learning to show our true colors, no matter what they are, can be a scary process. And one antidote to fears we may still carry in that regard is to celebrate who we are. That's a main purpose of Pride festivals and marches. To acknowledge, despite what some forces may have told us and may still be trying to tell us, that we are all beautiful, valuable, and valid, and to receive support in so doing. So, a little aside here. Some of you who are newer to Madison might be wondering, why on earth is Madison celebrating Pride in August when Stonewall occurred in June? And June is designated as LGBTQ+ Pride Month? Well, it goes back to the 1970s, when one of Madison's first Pride celebrations was the yearly Magic Picnic. Anybody remember the Magic Picnic? Yeah. That was held in Brittingham Park and was supported in large part by Rodney Scheel. Mr. Scheel was a local owner of several nightclubs and restaurants in the area in the old Washington Hotel building. Anybody remember the Barber's Closet? Near the park. This picnic, which went on for many years, was typically held on the third Sunday in July rather than June to avoid conflicting with other events. Madison's Pride celebration has moved around quite a bit through the years because Madison has so gosh darn many events, but for the past several years has been held on the third Sunday in August, sponsored by the local LGBTQ+ support organization Outreach. So it's Madison's own tradition. I sometimes have heard the question, are Pride celebrations really still necessary? Since LGBTQ+ people have made all these gains in the past 50 years, have marriage equality, wider acceptance and acknowledgement? And my answer is always yes, absolutely. Not only given the eroding of rights in some areas of the country over the past 8 years or so by reactionary legislation that's aimed at torpedoing the country back to something like the 1950s, but also because we are a witness to those in other places who are not lucky enough to have those same rights acknowledged. There are still 64 countries in the world where there are laws against being gay. And some places inflict incredibly severe punishments for those who are found out. So I'll continue to be loud and proud and celebrate as long as I can. Amen. Besides, Pride celebrations are a lot of fun. The more joy we can release into the world, the better it is for everyone. like the songs and colors of those woodland birds in the overstory, our expressions of delight can bring joy and delight to many others. The birds were in part able to give themselves freely as gifts because they had wings to escape threats. Supportive communities can be the wings we need in order to give any of our identities as gifts to the world. That's another aspect of what Pride celebrations are all about. Not only the opportunity to build connections with others in the community, but also to flock, if you will, like the birds. And I was really tempted to make a joke about feather boas here, but I'm going to set that aside. To realize how many of us there are and how not alone we are, no matter what some voices in the culture may tell us. For many people, getting connected in community, including the supportive community in this congregation, has been a key to giving ourselves more freely in the wider world. And for us UUs, it's a way to live our value of generosity by the generous giving of our true selves. Being truly who we are is not just for those of us in the LGBTQ plus community. The visibility of even one or two other people in whatever way helps us to realize that we too can be visible. This, as an aspect of our human ability to co-regulate, may be a big part of what made our species what we are. We are given the opportunity and support to let our full selves be realized. When I began to let my full self be more visible, I received very unanticipated responses from people I knew. Several of them told me that my courage and openness had inspired them to move in directions that they too had long known they needed to move, or to admit to themselves things that they'd been afraid of. And in fact, most of these things were not anything that had to do with the LGBTQ plus spectrum. Although today we are centering the experience of LGBTQ plus people, I want to point out that giving ourselves as gifts, by letting others see us as who we are and doing the things we feel moved to do, applies to all people. You are a unique individual with thoughts, dreams, talents, and energy that are gifts for the world. No matter who you are or how you identify, you are a gift. Possibly you may simply have untapped talents. Maybe you believed the lie you were told that girls are not good at math. Or maybe you were encouraged to try to hide an ethnic identity. Or maybe you simply are a little hesitant to share the fact that, yes, you are one of those people, and I include myself in that, who likes pineapple on pizza. Knowing what they share with you may be just the gift and encouragement that some other person needs, whether to accept and love a part of themselves or simply to build a friendship between you. Whoever you are, you have gifts to give in your own way from the depths of who you are. You are human. You are fabulous. You are glorious. To paraphrase the overstory, there are currently almost 8 billion different ways of being human, and all of them keep creating things. Let the beauty that is you shine out, bright as the stars from which we came and to which we return. Be the sparkling force of love that our world needs so much. May it be so.